Hey, everybody out there, welcome to yoga practice. I'm so glad you could join us today. We have a wonderful 60-minute practice of the Bikram yoga postures. We'll be doing two sets of the deep breathing, the breathing exercises at beginning and end, two sets of half moon pose with hands to feet pose, two sets of triangle, the most amazing awesomeness ever, and two sets of camel. All the rest of the postures, we'll do one set of each. If you could take a moment, if you're not already affiliated with us in some way, in some membership or Patreon, there's two ways you can hang out with us online and support all of this work. And one way is just by going to our website, byca.yoga, which stands for Bikram Yoga Capital Area. So B as in boy, Y, C as in cat, A.yoga. And you can even join the mini membership there. That gives you access to a bunch of cool pre-recorded classes and videos. The other way, if you wish to be part of our Patreon community, you can go to patreon.com/BikramYoga. Patreon, patreon.com/BikramYoga. We hope you can be part of that. We've got some cool rewards that come with the Patreon membership. So have a wonderful practice and feel free to be in touch. If you have any questions, we would love to be in contact with you.
All right, let's start with the deep breathing exercise, everyone. Stand with your feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touch underneath the chin throughout the breathing exercise. Stand nice and tall, chest up, stomach in. You can swallow, relaxing the throat. Let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing slowly, elbows lift up. Keep the chin down, pressing down into the fingers, breathing as much as you can. Exhale, breathing, head goes up, open your mouth wide. Push the chin slowly back with the knuckles, hands come together, and then elbows touch. Inhale, breathing, slowly bring the chin down. At the same pace, bring the head, yep, down, arms up, and inhale. Exhale, breathing, head goes up, mouth open, push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Look way back behind you, try to see the back wall. Inhale, one, head down, two, three. Suck in your stomach, four, as much as you can, five. Six, exhale, one, look up, two, look back, three, four, suck in your stomach, five, little bit more, six. Again, please inhale by the throat. Stand as tall as you can, body weight to the heels, elbows all the way up. Good, exhale, breathing, push the chin back, only bending the neck, so keep the chest lifted, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, suck in your stomach, four, try again, five, six. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, three. Look back, four, nice steady sound, five, six. Again, please inhale, only the sound of air, like a wind sound by the throat. Good, exhale, head up, good stomach in, Deb. Push the chin back. Elbows stay nice and high as they come forward and touch each other. Inhale, breathing, head down. Now make sure hips and thighs are contracted. Suck in your stomach until you see it go in. Exhale, breathing, head up, push the chin back. Even if the stomach doesn't go in at first, suck it in anyway. Try again. Inhale, head down, elbows separate and lift up. Keep the body weight to the heels, inner thighs squeezing together. Nice, Alia. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back. Make sure feet are together, side by side, ankle bones squeezing towards each other. Inhale, head down. Elbows separate and lift up. Breathe in as much as you can, both sides of the body stretch. Exhale, breathing, H-A. It's the same exact sound on the exhale as on the inhale. Head down, please. One, inhale, two, three, halfway, four, five. Weight stays on the heels, six. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, three. Look back, four. Look for the wall behind you, elbows together. Inhale, breathing, head down. Suck in your stomach on the inhale. Look for the rib cage to expand to both sides of the chest. Nice, Wesley. Exhale, breathing, H-A. Hips just a little forward. Exhale completely. Inhale by the throat. Same sound as the exhale. Good. Exhale, mouth open. Good shoulders, Anne. Everything looks great. Nice, straight spine. Inhale, one, few more, two. Three, halfway, four, five, elbows all the way up, six, exhale, one, look up, two, three, push the chin, four, suck in your stomach, more and more. Two more, please. Inhale by the throat, stand tall, inner thighs squeezing together, hips and thighs contracted. Exhale, push the chin back. Make sure hips, thighs, and spine, everything stays strong and straight. Only the neck bends. Last one. Now look for the rib cage to expand more and more to both sides of the chest. Exhale, breathing, push the chin slowly back. Keep the legs strong and locked. Suck in your stomach. Very nice. And elbows come together. Okay, you can change now. Bring your arms down by your sides. Hi, Michelle. Yay. Great to see you. We just did one set of the breathing. We'll do a second set of pranayama deep breathing. All right, start with your feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. So I want the legs to fatigue a little bit, hips to fatigue, and the abdomen. When you figure out how to use it, will also fatigue. And don't worry how long it takes. All right, let's start again. Inhale, one, two, chin stays down, three, four, elbows stretch up, five, all the way, six. Good, Michelle. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, push the chin, three, four, look back, five, keep the chest up, six, inhale, head down. You're learning how to use your spine. Suck in your stomach, breathe in as much as you can, chin pressing down. Nice step. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back. Hips and thighs contracted, look all the way back, elbows together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, elbows lift, four, as high as possible, six. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, three, push the chin, four, suck in your stomach, five, little bit more, six. Inhale, one, by the throat, two, three, four, breathe in more, five, look straight ahead, six. Exhale, one, look back, two, three, chest up, four, everybody, five, spine nice and tall, six. Inhale again, looks great, Nadine. Suck in your stomach, try again. Breathe in more until you see the rib cage expanding. Very nice. Exhale. Good, Kavita. Push the chin back. The shoulders can relax, but keep the spine and legs perfectly straight. Inhale. Head down again. The more you suck in the stomach, the more you expand the rib cage, the more of your lungs you will use. Exhale. Breathing. Push the chin slowly back. Make sure the end of the exhale is the strongest part. Two more on the second set. Inhale. Breathing. Head down. Suck in your stomach, depression of the abdominal wall. Excellent. Exhale, breathing, push the head slowly back. Hips a little forward, stomach in. Exhale as much as you can. One more. Inhale, breathing, head down. Breathe in more. It's normal if you feel just a little bit dizzy. Exhale, breathing, head up, push the chin back. You can let the shoulders relax. Keep the chest and upper back tall and lifted. Good. You can change now. Arms down by your sides. All right. For the postures themselves, the masks are optional. Just do your best to breathe by the nose. All right. Half moon pose with hands to feet. We'll do two sets of this one. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a nice deep breath. Stretch up. Go right and left a few times on your own, back and forth. When you come up through the center, stretch up even more. Try to touch the ceiling. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Keep the breathing steady in and out by the nose, and body weight stays on the heels. Whenever you notice it move to the toes, bring it back to the heels. You can always make adjustments at any moment. When you cannot stretch up anymore, come back up, stop in the middle, please. So make sure feet are together, inner thighs squeezed together. Push your hips a little bit forward, arms back and chin up. So this helps align the body, and we'll get strong in this wonderful alignment. Now take one more inhale, stomach in, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. If they're not straight yet, use your 100% effort. Envision it. Arms straightening, legs locked. Push your hips to the left side, keeping the maximum body weight on the heels and two hips in one line parallel to the mirror. So each thing, all these elements of the setup, body weight on the heels, thighs squeezed together, stomach in, try to maintain those, and then just see how far you can stretch without losing hands, palms together, chin up, arms straight. So don't worry about going so far. Just try to lift up the chest, suck in your stomach, keeping both hips in one line. Bring your right shoulder forward so both sides of the chest are equal distance to the mirror. Looks great, Michelle. Take a nice deep breath. Suck in your stomach. Exhale. Come down and push your hips to the left. Nice step. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. So the setup. Body weight to the heels. Hips forward. Arms back. Chin up. As you inhale, suck in your stomach. Stretch up once more. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin bending to the left. At the same time, push your hips to the right without bending the elbows. That looks great, Drew. Without bending the knees and without twisting the hips. Keep the chin lifted so you can see your own neck. Visible in the mirror. Squeeze hands, palms, pull the upper body over to the left side, creating a tremendous stretch all over the right side of the body. Inside out, bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Keep the right hip forward as you come down so both hips stay in one line parallel to the mirror. Left shoulder and chest, bring them forward just a little bit, opening up the chest. Exactly, Michelle. Now take a nice deep breath, squeeze palms, reach over to the left. Exhale, come down, push. Everybody push and push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Wonderful. Backward bending is next. Keep your eyes open. Nice deep breath in. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Let all the sweat stay on your skin. And now bring your arms back towards your ears. You can do it. It's a little annoying at first, but you will learn how to discover your own comfort by breathing smoothly and paying attention to each body part. Squeeze hands, palms, reach back, bending your entire spine, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward without bending the knees. Push your stomach forward and thighs forward, maximum body weight on the heels. Now breathing smoothly, look back, arms back, way back, more back. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, suck in your stomach, put your hands on the floor in front of you. Bend the knees if needed, take your time. Always you can go slow if needed. Once you're touching the floor, move your hips back and forth a few times. Bend the right knee, then the left knee, right, left, so the lower spine, pelvis, leg, all that area warms up. You can let the head drop down, face relaxed. Grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side, elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. Pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, looks great, Drew. Chest on the knees, face to the legs below the knees. Very nice, Kathy. Now hold the posture in stillness, breathing normally. Every posture is a breathing exercise. You set up the posture, go into it as much as you can, maintaining the details of the form, and then you stay there with normal breathing. Eyes open, touch your face on the shins, pull on the heels, push your knees back. One day legs lock, but upper body always stays with the legs. Change, please. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace fingers, and slowly you can come back up, arms and head together. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides. So every posture, we exercise the spine by holding it still and breathing. We exercise the abdominal organs by putting them in a certain position, stretched or twisted or whatever, and then breathing. It's phenomenal. It's subtle. You can't like see this in a big dramatic way, right? But you can feel it when you start to pay more attention. Okay, let's do second set. Hands to feet, half moon. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Weight on the heels, arms back. Inhale, stomach and stretch up and over to the right. Push your hips to the left. So even if you can't feel it, even if you never notice it, it's happening. This is the cool thing. Body weight to the heels, hips tuck under you, push your hips to the left. So now the right side of the spine and everything from the right side of the spine all the way out to the skin on that side is shorter, right? And then on the left side, everything bones to the skin on the left side is stretched. So this affects not only the discs that go between the vertebrae, but the spine to rib cage joints and every layer of tissue, all the abdominal organs. Also the thoracic organs, meaning the lungs and heart especially. Come down, push, hips to the left, reach to the right, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. It's so good. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. Inhale, stretch up and over to the left. Go ahead, please, push your hips to the right. Now, at first, it's very well, maybe difficult to suck in your stomach and take a deep breath, but try it again because this is one of the things that helps you not only lift the spine, but expand the rib cage and use more of the lungs. Come down, push your hips to the right, keeping both hips in one line. Left shoulder a little bit forward, keeping the chest open. Now see if you can squeeze palms flat together all the way to the wrist. This is amazing for the neck, amazing for the nerves. Come down, push, weight on the heels, push and push. Inhale, come up, stop in the middle. All right, backward bending. Inhale, breathing, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back. Look for the floor behind you. And now bring your arms back towards your ears. Squeeze palms and reach back. Focus on the smooth inhale and a smooth exhale. When you exhale next, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. You can try reaching up, Wesley. If the body doesn't go back much more, just reach with the elbows straightening. Go back, reach back, look back, more back. Good. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Bend the knees. Put your hands on the floor. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. Body weight to the base of the toes as much as you can. Once you're down there, move the hips back and forth, right, left. Just let the head drop down. Keep your heels on the floor when you're doing the warm-up, and this will help you move the lower back and pelvis. All right, grab the heels from behind now. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles. Now, if you can't grab the heels, you can bring the fingertips underneath the toes or underneath the outsides of the feet. Hands can even be on the floor in front of you. Either way, and that's fine, Kavita, holding anywhere on calf muscles is fine. And then when possible, hands to the floor in front of the feet. This will help you get the body weight forward. That's a good start. Now let the head drop down, everybody. Bring your face as close as possible to the shins. Pull on the heels, push the knees back, keeping chest and knees together. Looks great, Rob. Pull continuously. Now when you exhale next, push the fingernails and the base of the toes down. Elbows towards the back wall. Push the knees back, lock the knees. Change, bring your hands back around in front. That looks good, Nadine. Interlace grip and come up. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides. I want to offer you a hair tie, Michelle, but you're not actually in person here. All right. Next is awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right 6 inches. Hey, if you can deal with it, more power to you. Arms up in front of you. Tricep muscles contracted. Make sure the feet are pointing straight ahead, not turning in or out. When you exhale, next stomach in, sit down, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. Just a little bit more narrow, Kavita, with the feet. Just about, right there looks good, directly below the hips. Now, stick your hips out, sit down. That looks great, Drew. Exactly. Upper body comes forward in this one at first. Sit down as low as you can, thighs parallel to the floor. That's it. Now, make sure the breathing is steady. Suck in your stomach, lift the chest up, lean your upper body more back, try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay right there. For the second part, go right up on the tiptoes as high as possible. Suck in your stomach on your inhale, stretch the entire spine straight up towards the ceiling, eyes focus one point, and now you sit right down on the tiptoes, heels up, push the big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up, come up higher on the tiptoes. Everyone heels up, come up more up. That's it, Eileen, keep going heels up. Sit down until the legs shake a little bit. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay, feet flat position. Third part, come up just a little bit on the toes. Squeeze your knees together. Bring the rib cage forward, Deb, a little bit. Now suck in your stomach, there. Slowly sit down. That's exactly right. Keeping the knees together, just sit down as much as you can. Maintaining or redoing stomach in. Go as low as possible. Eventually hips just above the heels, arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor. On your next inhale, stay down there, lift your chest up, drop the shoulders down so the spine is lifting, chest and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Keeping the knees together, inhale, slowly come back up, leaning against the wall all the way up. One day without leaning forward or back. Bring the right foot back to the left, arms down by your sides. Okay, eagle pose is next, one set. Feet together to start with. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. As you exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands right in front of the face, thumbs close to the face but not touching it. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, and sit down in the chair. Bring the other arm under, Kavita, right arm under the left arm. Switch. That's okay. There. Pull the elbows down. Sit down in the chair. Weight on the heels. He's got it. Good. Right leg lift up over the left leg. Soon it will feel so normal, Drew. It's like riding a bike. You're like, oh, yeah, I can do that. Cross your legs each other. Twist like ropes. Sit down more and more until the left foot eventually goes behind the right calf muscle. All five toes visible in the mirror. Shiji, that's very good. You can sit down a little bit lower, everybody, keeping the body weight on the heel. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, upper body back at the end. That looks good, Wesley. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands. That's it, Drew. You can eventually, next step, interlace the fingers. Work on that for your next stage. Pull the elbows down, that's right. Sit down in the chair as low as possible. Body weight on the heels. Bring the upper body back. Now left leg lift up over the right. Lift and then cross and twist and squeeze. So just like in half moon pose, we are getting certain things stretched, certain things compressed. This posture especially though is compression, pressure, massage, bones to the skin, at the thighs, at the pelvis, at the arms, armpit and chest. So the more you sit down, you get more benefit to the internal organs of the pelvis, When you squeeze and twist arms and legs, bring hands, elbows, knees, and feet into the center line. Excellent for the major joints of the body. Good. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms overhead, and arms down by your sides. Okay, little water break if you need it. And then we'll do the balancing postures. Okay, everybody ready? Here it comes. How you doing, Drew? Great. How's your arm? Was it bugging you? Oh, okay. Well, you're in a great place. Feel free to, if you ever want to talk about it, that's like what I'm here for, is to listen to people and their stuff, okay? And I might be able to make suggestions about how to move it or postures. You might want to do an extra one at the end of class to help. So anyway, okay, let's do standing head to knee, everybody. Feet together, just one set of these. Pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. So round the spine, reach for the foot. Concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. You can look in the mirror, ideally left knee. You straighten, but then lock the whole leg. Distribute the weight equally the same all over the left foot. When you inhale, right leg very slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. No higher and no lower. Standing leg is locked. Try to push the left upper thigh and hip forward, Nadine, so the standing leg is more upright. That's right. And you're standing nice and tall on the leg. Now, once both legs are locked and you can balance there comfortably, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. And if still you can balance there, tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in, touch your forehead on the knee. Okay, good. Change again. I just want to show you something, Nadine. I'm so happy I can see your leg better. This is for everybody. I just want to show you. Some people, especially if you're a little bit more flexible, the leg will end up, see my hip is way behind the heel. It's almost like the body's going backwards. Okay, I want this leg to be all the way up here, so the butt cheek is over the heel. This takes a lot more, demands a lot more muscle power to do that instead of this. So if you can squeeze the standing leg, the one you're on, push this forward right underneath the butt cheek. Okay, so the standing leg is straight up and down. You want to try it on the other side? Okay, go ahead. Pick up the left foot. I know you can't see yourself from the side like I can. This is a wonderful benefit of Zoom and a TV. But if you can push the left right underneath the butt cheek forward, reach for the foot. It's okay if the knee has to lift up a little higher to grab it. That's fine. Standing leg locked, then inhale, breathing. Left leg lift up and stretch forward. Yeah, that's better. And this will help with the knee joint. It helps with the leg stability. Once the leg is up, kick the heel forward. Turn all 5 toes back. Once you can get both legs locked, elbows can come down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Relax the shoulders and the face, suck in your stomach. Eventually, forehead will touch on the knee with both legs locked. Good. Change again. Any luck, Nadine? Did you try that? Yeah. Just try it for a while. I don't expect you to get it right away, but just you want to make sure, and you can practice this on your own, just standing somewhere. This is very common, but then this overextends the knee, and it doesn't help you use the muscle. So just try. You want to get a fatigue sensation right here. This should get tired. Okay. I don't expect you to... That's okay. It's just the first time I showed you. Michelle, did you have a question? Oh, good. It's so great. I'm so glad you could see that. Yeah. And just, I mean, incorporate it class by class, right? It's exhausting at first when you do it. It's very tiring. Okay. All right. But we need that strength. This is going to support the pelvis and the knee. Okay. Anyway, now we have to move on. Standing bow pulling pose. Right hand up in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the side, straighten your elbow. Grab the ankle from the inside, all 5 fingers together. Bring the left arm up in front of you, palm facing the mirror. Ideally, knees together to start. Now inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Simultaneously kick the right leg all the way back. So the upper body turns and twists to the right. Good shoulders, Elia. That's it. Look straight ahead. Standing leg locked. I want the body weight forward towards the base of the toes. So charge forward. Reach forward. Try to touch the mirror. The front arm you can bring down parallel to the floor. Now take a nice deep breath. Push the fingertips forward a little bit more until eventually the shoulder touches with the chin. Kick back and up more so you see the foot coming up over the head. Now take a deep breath. In stillness, kick and stretch, body down kick, stretch forward kick. That's it, Deb. Stretch and kick equally the same. Good. Change again. Feet together, arms down. I'm going to show this posture also because the same principle operates. Can you watch my standing leg from the side? This usually applies once you're kicking up pretty high. See my standing leg? It's possible for it to start doing this. You see what happened? My hip went backwards. This upper thigh part, I could even see here in the side view. Right now my leg is straight up and down. Right now, it's leaning back. What I want is the standing leg to stay straight up and down. So I have to work at this and almost be falling forward. Okay, so the body weight is kind of at the base of the toes, and I'm almost falling forward. When you do that, it forces you to kick, and that kick keeps you balanced. So it's a lot going on at once. But if you can think, okay, I got to almost fall forward, you'll start to, the posture will come together over time, okay? So let's do the other side. Left hand up, turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside, and then bring the right arm up, palm facing the mirror. You can bring all five fingers together at the ankle, Drew, for me when you can. All right, inhale, stretch up. Now go ahead, charge your upper body forward. So that charging forward is an intense action. Reach forward. You can bring the right arm parallel to the floor, then kick the left leg back all the way to get your upper body turning and twisting. Left shoulder back, right shoulder forward. In other words, two shoulders in one line. That's it. Now as you come down, make sure standing leg, right thigh muscles contracted, body weight more to the toes. Body down and kick. Charge forward and kick. Lock the right leg. Stretch and kick equally the same. Good. Okay, change again. You're coming more forward, Nadine. That's great. There's wonderful, endless techniques you can understand. Okay. All right, balancing stick pose is next. If you need room in front of you, please feel free to step back on your mat. Toes and heels touching each other. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Keep your chin up, take a deep breath. Big step forward onto the right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Now bring the upper body down, left leg up. Guess what, everybody? Same thing as the last two postures. Charge forward so the body weight is more to the base of the toes than the heel. Come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up. Both legs locked, stretch and stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up. Shiji, very good. Standing leg lock. Now inhale, chin up. Big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes pointed. Come down. But I want you to charge forward so that you feel that you're almost falling forward. Suck in your stomach. Standing leg locked. Back leg up more. Stretch forward, leg up. Charge forward, leg up. That's it, Deb. Stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch in both directions. Stretch. Change. Awesome. I can see it. Feet together, arms down by your sides. All three postures on the one foot, those three have the same principle. Okay? You almost are going forward. Yeah, it's fun. And so hard at first. Please step to the left side of the mat, standing separate legs, stretching. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot, nice big step to the right. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Make sure the heels are in one line, feet straight ahead or slightly turned in. Lock your legs, suck in your stomach, nice deep breath, begin. Stretch your upper body forward towards the mirror, keeping the arms outstretched for as long as possible and looking forward in the mirror as long as possible. Grab the heels from the outside when you can't see yourself anymore in the mirror. If you can't reach the heels, you can start out with your hands on the floor in front of your feet. Make sure the heels are as wide as the toes or wider, feet straight ahead or slightly turned in, and upper thigh muscles contracted. In other words, legs locked. Now, if you have the heels, pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down. Roll forward a little bit, chin forward, look forward. First, the leg stretch. Make sure the kneecaps are lifted. That's it, Drew. I saw it. Thighs contracted, so the backside of the legs can stretch naturally. Pull on the heel, stretch the body down. One day, the head touches the floor right between your feet. To change, bring your arms out and head up. Slowly stand back up. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. And arms down by your sides. Very good. Okay. We good? Any questions? You guys are doing great. Triangle pose is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot, take a big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push both hips forward, arms back, opening the chest. Inhale, chest up, turn the right foot all the way out to your right. We'll do two sets of triangle. Bend your right knee and sit down until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Upper body back, hips forward, take a deep breath, tilt your upper body, bring it over to the right, suck in your stomach, bring the right arm on the inside of the right knee, push your knee back with help of the right arm. Top arm stretches straight up, arms look good, Wesley, keep reaching it up and down in opposite directions. Turn your head, everyone, touch your chin to the left shoulder to get the profile of your face visible in the mirror. Keep the upper body lifted, lower body down more. Left leg locked, left heel pressing to the floor. That's it, Rob. Turn and twist by pushing the right knee back and bringing the right shoulder forward at the same time. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Turn the right toes straight ahead, take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out to your left. Then bend the left knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. The maximum body weight should be over the left foot, left leg nice and strong. Arms back, inhale, breathing, begin. Tilt the upper body, bring it over to the left. So especially if you feel a little bit slidey or slippery, bring the body over to the left more. You get more of the upper body weight over the left foot, and then push the left foot straight down into the floor. Push your two butt cheeks forward underneath upper body, keeping the right leg locked. How to lock the right leg? Outer right thigh, outer right hip contracted. That's it. Chin to the right shoulder. That's it, Deb. Stretch up and sit down. Reach for the ceiling. Reach down. Try to touch the toes. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Nice job. Turn the left toe straight ahead. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. And arms down by your side. All right. Wonderful. Second set, triangle pose. I did get a birthday song in the room this morning and apparently yesterday when I wasn't here, so you guys don't have to sing again. Okay, somebody was saying we should sing. I got my wishes. Okay, yesterday was my birthday. I know. Every year it's like my yoga birthday because I started yoga right before my birthday 19 years ago. Thank God. Oh my gosh. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right. So really I'm turning 19. How about that? Okay. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. Lift your chest up. Turn the right foot all the way out to the right. We could call our yoga birthday age, you know, when we turn an age. Okay, sit down all the way. Arms back, stomach, and go ahead, tilt the upper body to the right. That's good, Eileen. Outer left thigh strong, outer left butt cheek locked. Yeah. Then bring the upper body over the right leg, a little more, sit down more. And this is good. Bring the back of the head over the right shoulder. And bring the right shoulder towards the front of your mat where the mirror would be, turning and twisting. Now stretch the top arm up. Okay, now push your hips forward, push the right knee back at the same time, turning and twisting. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice efforts. Turn the right toes straight ahead. Inhale. Both hips forward, arms back. Lift the chest up. Turn your left foot all the way out to the left. Go ahead, bend your left knee. Sit down. The right toes can turn in towards me, Wesley and Eileen, a little bit. Let the straight leg foot turn in just a touch. There. That'll help with the hips. Go ahead. Tilt the upper body. See if you can straighten both arms, Drew. Yes. Upper body up more. In time, you're going to sit down more. Your left thigh is going to be parallel to the floor one day. So you can just take a slightly bigger step, keep the upper body lifted, and then little by little, the hips are going to come down more and more until one day you touch right between the big toe and second toe. Upper body up more, lower body down. Push the hips forward, turn and twist the upper body back. Nice twisting, Rob. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nadine, good one on that side. Left toes turn in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. All right. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose, one set. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, hands, palms together, just the thumbs crossed. Right foot step out to the right, nice big step. Keep your arms there. Take a deep breath, turn to your right 90 degrees on the heels. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward so both hips are in one line. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, looks good. Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, breathing, Go down front side, suck in your stomach, touch your forehead to the right knee. If you cannot get the forehead to the knee, bend your knee up, bring it to the forehead. The hands can go in front of the right foot on the floor, ideally hands together, but if you lose the balance and the hands catch you, just bring your hands partway to each other. Suck in your stomach, push the fingertips into the floor, pushing the forehead into the knee, rounding the spine, creating tremendous compression of the throat, but breathing always normal. Keep the back leg locked, lock your front leg, and then you slowly can come up. Left hip stays forward. That's it, all the way standing. And then once you're up, turn all the way around, face the opposite wall, turn the back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward, inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin, please tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, go down front side. Suck in your stomach, bring your forehead to the left knee. That's it, Elia. Reach with the arms, body, upper body like rabbit pose with the spine, arms, a lot like balancing stick, reaching out in front of you. When you can, push the fingertips into the floor once they're down, rounding the spine. Maintain compression of the throat, breathing always normal, in and out by the nose. Keep the back leg locked, lock the front leg, and slowly come up without twisting. So keep the right hip forward, right shoulder forward. Good, turn, face the mirror. Right foot back to the left foot, arms down by your sides. Looks great, everybody. You can step back to your mat for tree pose and toe stand. Start with your feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. You can grab the front of the ankle with the right hand and then underneath at the toes with the left. Once the heel goes all the way to the top of the thigh, that looks great, Drew, you can gently push the right knee down and back. So keep holding on with both hands, Drew. I want the other hand to go underneath the toes. You see how, yep, you have it right there. Exactly. Take your time with the balance. Hold on to the toes for longer. So when you bring a hand up first, it's the ankle hand, the right hand up on this side. Push the hips forward, standing leg lock, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Now only if the foot doesn't slip, then let go of the toes and bring the left hand up. But you can wait here because this is really good for the pelvis and hip joint, holding on to the foot and leveling the hips. Okay, good, change again. Right foot down, left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the top of the thigh. So at first, you see how high the knee is going. I pick up this knee super high so I can get the heel all the way to the top of the thigh. Even if the knee, I'd rather the knee be up high than the foot down here. Okay, so the knee can be high, heel comes all the way up. And then once the heel stays at the top of the thigh, then the knee can come down. But this position of the heels is extremely important for the knee joint. So you don't want to go further if the foot slides. Now suck in your stomach, stand tall, two hips in one line. First, the left hand can come up in front of the chest, eventually the right, but you may hold on to the foot for longer if the foot slips at all. Very good. Change again. Left foot down, arms down. Okay, second set, start in tree pose. Please bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. If the heel stays in the top 6 inches or so of the thigh, you can look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips and sit down on the heel. Or you go just a little bit in that direction. Once you're sitting down, bring the arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down, to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. And suck in your stomach, stretch the whole spine up towards the ceiling. Once the spine is straight, bring your left hand in front of the chest, and if still you can balance, bring the right hand up, palms together. Looks good. Toe stand, you can change hands down, push the hips up. You can stand up in tree pose, holding the foot. Look straight ahead in tree pose. You can change right foot down, arms down by your sides. Okay, last one. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips, and then slowly you can sit down. Just go in the direction of the instruction. That's great, Eileen. Keep the body weight on the hands so you regulate how much you sit down. It's not so dependent on the knee. The arms will guide you. Once you're sitting all the way down, arms are onto the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Left toes point to your right, left knee down. Once the spine is straight, suck in your stomach, bring the right hand in front of the chest, and then left hand up, palms together. A change again, hands down to the floor. Push your hips back up. Looks great, you guys. Come back up into tree pose. Just doing a little bit each time. Tree pose, look in the mirror, and change again. Feet together, arms down. Okay, Savasana is next. Turn around, relax on your back, head towards the mirror. If you can adjust the cameras if needed at home. Thank you. Looks good, Anne. I can see your whole mat. Looks great, Nadine. Yep, that looks good. I can see you. Thank you. All right, so lie down with the legs straight, heels touching each other, palms open initially, but then just let the arms relax. I can see you, Michelle. That looks great. Thank you. Now completely relax the abdominal wall. Inhale and exhale smoothly. Doing great. Very nice. Breathing is a funny thing. If you have not read the Yellow Breath book, I highly recommend it as soon as you can fit, you know, 10 minutes here and there. Oh, yes, Elia. You just bought it? Oh, I'm so happy for you. Elia just got it. One of the things that the book makes me think of, and I'm sure he brings up, is breathing is both voluntary and involuntary. And the reason I'm bringing this up now, while all you have to do is breathe, is you sort of decide when to start an inhale, right? It's kind of, you kind of do decide. And you sort of decide when to exhale, although the body also has some say over this. So you're leading things. You have some power over the matter. But I also want you to follow the whole inhale. So when you start inhaling, you sort of decide, but I want you then to follow the whole inhale. Stay with it. Be with it mentally. And then at some point, you exhale. Sort of decide, sort of don't. But then if you can follow the whole exhale out, and then do it again. Stay with the whole inhale. And then the whole exhale. There's certain things we do in Hatha Yoga. One of them is intense concentration on breathing. It's absolutely core to the whole thing. So let's begin wind removing pose, and you can maintain that effort in the postures. Right leg lift up, grab the leg just below the knee, all 10 fingers included with the grip, deeply interlacing the fingers. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, keeping the elbows in close to the sides of the body. Head stays on the floor. Tuck your chin. Make sure you have a nice interlaced grip with the fingers. I want the thumbs crossed so you can get the most strength and pressure at the hands, at the knuckles. Look straight down, chin down, absolutely freeze. Good. Right leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up, deeply interlace your fingers so the thumbs cross. That's it, Michelle. Good. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, keeping the elbows in close to the sides of the body. Head stays on the floor. Now the leg you're pulling on, relax that foot completely. The leg that is out straight, you can turn the toes up and flex the foot back at the ankle. Pull and freeze, breathing normally, chin down, just a little more, tuck the chin. Good, change again, left leg lower down, arms down. Now immediately both knees up, grab your elbows if possible, and if you can't reach the elbows, you can grab the forearms or the wrists, or hook the fingers, or use a towel between the hands. Relax your feet. Side by side, uncrossed position. Suck in your stomach, tuck the chin. Yeah, that's fine, Drew. Both hands can hold a little bit on each arm. Looks good, Shiju. Now tuck the chin. Little by little, your entire spine will be flat on the floor. Change again. Back to the rest. Heels touch each other, palms open. Inhale and exhale by the nose. From start to finish, either you stay with the breathing or you restart your concentration on the breathing. It happens that your mind goes somewhere else. Then in that case, start again. For the sit-up, feet together flexed, arms over the head, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath in. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, little bounce there, double jerk head to the knees. Turn around for cobra pose. Lie down on your front side. Hands, palms right underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with tops of the shoulders. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids. Glue it down. Distribute the weight equally the same all over hands and palms. No space between the fingers. No gap underneath hands, palms. Legs and feet together like one cobra tail. Hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, breathing. Upper body lift up, please, using 100% back strength. Keep the palms flat. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. That's a dev. Even the finger knuckles press down flat all the way. There you go. Now lift your chin up. Keep legs and feet together. I want the upper body to lift up. until everything above the belly button is in the air. Squeeze the back muscles, look up towards the ceiling, lift your chin up, drop the shoulders down. Change, lower the chin. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Let the heels separate. That's it. Just let the legs relax. From start to finish, concentrate on your inhale. From start to finish, concentrate on the exhale. Next is locust pose, Salabhasana. Turn your hands over right where they are. So the palms are on the towel. Then slide your arms underneath the body as much as they will go. Eventually, pinky fingers side by side. Push the hands, palms into the floor, and bring the chin all the way forward. Lock your right leg, point the toes, begin right leg, lift up, come up to a 45-degree angle. Nice, Eileen. Leg nice and straight, then lift it up. Everybody lift up. Without twisting the hips, come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Right leg lower down. Now relax the right leg and foot completely. Lock your left leg, point the toes, begin left leg lift up, stretching it back, extending the leg. That's it. Push the hands down. Try to grab the floor with all 10 fingertips. Everybody leg up, everybody lift up, hold it right there. Change, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. You can readjust the arms, see if they'll straighten out a little bit or get any closer to each other. All right, mouth on the towel, inhale, breathing, begin both legs. Everybody lift up without bending the knees. Squeeze legs together, nice job. Everybody come up, try again, legs up. Nice, Michelle. Squeeze legs together, knees straight. Everybody one more lift. Change again, lower the legs. Good, now take your arms out. Turn your head to the left. Completely relax, big toes touch each other. Maybe three breaths. There are not that many breaths in the rest, but you can get a lot of relaxation just from two or three when they're smooth by the nose and totally connected with your concentration. Full locust pose is next. Chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the side, straight out from the shoulders, all five fingers together on each hand. Legs and feet together, just like cobra pose, like you have one cobra tail. Feet and heels together. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs. That's it, Drew. Keep squeezing legs together. Eventually, they'll stay together, and then you lift a little bit more. Arms up, and reach out to the side walls when you inhale. Reach out, wrist straight. Arms a little higher until fingertips are in line with top of the head. Now, everybody chin up, everybody chest up, everybody legs up. Exhale, squeeze and lift one more. Change, lower down. Nice posture, and bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. With big toes touching each other, let the heels separate. Next is bow pose, Dhanurasana. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside just below the toes. All five fingers together on each hand. Wrist straight. So get a nice squeeze on your feet. You can grab Drew just a little closer to your toes for me. Little right there. Good. Thumbs with the index fingers. Wrists straighten out. Inhale, breathing, kick up and look up. Shiji, that's very good. Kick straight up towards the ceiling. Very nice. That's it, Drew. Very good. Think thighs up, chin up, chest up, knees up, everything up. Kicking against gravity, backward bending the total spine against gravity. Try to get your knees up off the floor. Lift the chest up off the floor. Keep the arms relaxed and straight. Kick up a little more. Change. Lower down. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Fixed firm pose is next. Please push yourself up, come up to the top of the mat, sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Just you can rest there for a second. Lift your hips up, separate the feet, and lower your hips to the floor right between the heels. If your knees or feet hurt, you can separate the knees any amount, but the heels need to stay in contact with the outside edge or outside surface of the hips. If you can touch the floor with the hips, then you can go back, hands to the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows. If you're at the limit, though, just wait there. Take a few smooth breaths in and out by the nose. And then you can observe. You may be able to go further. You might not. So just pay attention to the body. We are in major self-observation and realization mode. So stay with the breathing. If you're all the way back, you can bring the arms over the head, grabbing the elbows. Pull the elbows down to the floor, tuck your chin to the chest, lifting the chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling. To change, bring your hands to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows, come back up, chest up, spine straight in the middle, and chin down. Wonderful. Turn around, relax on your back. Looks good. All stages, all levels of mobility and strength get the benefit. It's common for yoga to be put in a category of sport, sort of, or movement achievement or strength. You know how we try to achieve things. But it's more accurately in the category of something like physical therapy or sleep or drinking water. I mean, these really basic processes are happening when you try the postures, even at what you perceive to be a small percentage of what someone else is doing or what I'm describing. The process still works. So if you find any voice in your head saying you're not doing it well or you're not very good at, come, we can have a good conversation. Okay. It's hard to unwire. It's hard to rewire. But please know that I guarantee you are getting benefit when you just try. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. I mean, it's this wonderful, refreshing, wonderful knowledge, right? Sit on the heels, knees and feet together, if you'll sort of allow it to be part of your thinking. Arms over the head, hands, palms together. Just cross the thumbs, chin up. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Now stretch your upper body forward towards the mirror, keeping your chin away from the chest. The side edges of the pinky fingers touch the floor. The forehead might touch the floor and it might not. But anyway, stretch forward. A couple things happening in this posture. Number one, you have the stomach or abdomen pressed by the thighs. And so this restricts the breathing movement in the abdominal direction, which is great for helping to expand the rib cage up towards the head. So when you inhale, stretch the arms forward, because the stretching of the arms forward also helps the rib cage expand upward towards the head and the mirror, and all of this helps decompress the spine. This is a wonderful posture for using more of the lower parts of your lungs. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Arms down by your sides. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. Do you know that number, supposedly the average amount of the lungs that we use is 15%, 1/5. Now, did you ever think about which 15% that is? It's probably about the same 15%, the same section of lung tissue that's getting used, right? It's just wherever it goes kind of naturally. So when we do yoga postures, we're making it challenging for the lungs to use that same old autopilot, and we're saying, hey, left lower lobe or whatever, or right upper chest, you up there, you lung tissue, we got to use you now. So even if we're not using 100% in a lot of the postures, we're using different sections. And so that's awesome, wouldn't you say? I think that's awesome. Okay, feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. Camel pose is next. Turn around, stand up on your knees at the top of your mat, 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between your feet. Put your hands like in the back jeans pockets or a little higher on your lower back. Take a nice deep breath in. Push the hips forward. Let the head drop back. So especially when you back bend, we're asking essentially different parts of the lungs to work, and we may not be used to it. So just breathe smoothly. You don't have to worry about how far back you go. Just bend your total spine. You may bring one hand at a time down to the heel, right hand down, left hand down, or keep the hands up on the hips for now. The hands are down, you're trying to get a full palm grip on the heels. Nice smooth inhale by the nose. Exhale, breathing, push your hips forward, stomach forward, and thighs forward. Bring your hands back up to hips or lower spine. Inhale, push the hips forward. Bring the spine back up straight in the center. Nice, Kavita. Turn around, relax on your back. And in the, you know, in the deep breathing exercises, we're trying to maximize use of the lungs. But to say someone is ever really using 100% of their lung tissue, I'm not sure if anybody gets there. We have more lung tissue there than can be used. Even the deep sea, you know, free divers. they're really maximizing use of their lung tissue. All right, but there's almost always more lung tissue available than the rib cage can contain, I guess you could say. But anyway, since we're using different parts of it, maybe we approach, you know, closer to the 100%, just not all at the same time. But then all of the tissue gets used. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Second set of camel posture, stand up on the knees at the top of the mat. 6 inches between knees and between the feet. Bring your hands on the low back again, fingers pointing down. Go ahead, inhale, breathing. Go as slowly as you need to. Push your hips forward. The most important thing is that you just try and see what happens. Lift the chin and chest up, Nadine, a little bit before you, yeah, there you go. Yes, so the front of the abdomen gets this most wonderful stretch, relaxation, opening. Everybody, hips push forward, please. Stomach pushes forward, thighs push forward. When you can, Ellie, let the upper body drop just a couple of inches back so the knees bend a tiny bit. Push hips forward. The feet will be pressing down, lower body nice and strong. Okay, that's enough. Change again, hands up. Looks great. Push hips forward. Did you feel that a little bit? Okay, turn around, relax, everybody. Is it on the side again, that same spot? Oh, down here. Okay. You hurt the piriformis? Oh, yeah, okay. It's a lot better. You can, if you have an irritated spot, you can always put your hand right on it and just sort of press into it if that helps. Sometimes the muscle will be in like a spasm. Just on the surface here, and pressing on it can be like, hey, stop it, relax. Okay, feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in, sit up, grab the toes, exhale on the way down, head to the knees. All right, next is rabbit pose. Turn around, sit on the heels. And Elia, you're always in charge of how far you go. If I say something and your body's like, no, then your body's in charge, okay? All right, grab the heels, just to be clear, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, go ahead, tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, go down front side. Bring your forehead to the knees. Top of the head automatically touches the floor. Now lift your hips up. Roll forward like a wheel until the arms, elbows are straight. Grab right on the heels, Drew. Yes, either grab the feet or hands flat on the floor right next to your head. Two options for the grip. That's it. That's it, Kavita. Suck in your stomach. Everybody roll forward. Can you grab right on the heel, Eileen? The palm on the heel. Hold it there. Okay, change. Now, can I have you, Eileen, flip your hands all the way 180? Yes, that's it. You'll memorize it pretty soon. Okay, good. Turn around, relax on your back. It's just like Drew with his eagle arms. It's like, wait, what's what? And then in 5 classes, you'd be like, oh, yes, like walking down the street, riding a bicycle. Wonderful. Let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation on the way down, head to the knees. All right, head to knee pose. Right leg out corner-wise. Bend your left knee, creating pressure between sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Inhale, arms overhead. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab your right foot just 2 inches below your toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, and you go down front side just like rabbit pose. Touch your forehead to the right knee. You can bend the right knee up a little bit, but forehead and knee together is the priority. Then push your knee down with the forehead, roll in just a little bit, left shoulder down, and you can bring the left elbow rub in towards the leg so the elbows eventually both touch the calf muscle. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, bend the right knee, create pressure between sole of the right foot and inner left thigh. Turn your upper body to the left, reach out, grab the left foot just below your toes. That's fine, pull your toes back, flex your foot from the ankle. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach, and put your forehead on the left knee. If the knee and forehead are not together, bend your knee up a little bit more to bring the knee and forehead touching, or as close as they will go. Now pull the toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, push the knee down with your forehead. Good one. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing, and sit up, please. 2 fingers wrap around each big toe, thumbs on top. Then walk your hips backwards 5, 10, even 15 times. That's a good grip, Drew. Right, left, take it nice and slow if needed. Now flex both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in, especially the pinky toes. Inhale, breathing, chest up, stomach in, slowly push your knees down, little by little. until eventually legs lock. Flex the feet at the ankles. Everybody look in the mirror until legs are locked and you're stretching the upper body forward. Try to bend the feet back at the ankles, Eileen, Wesley, and Gigi, a little bit more right here. I want this to turn back. Yes, pull the toes, suck in your stomach. Exactly, just keep trying. Turn the feet as much as you can, straight up and back. Good, you can change again. Turn around, relax on your back. Does that make sense, at least the concept? Yeah. It will get to the tight spots, okay? But in the case where you figure out how to bend the ankle, your knees might have to be more bent. The legs might not be able to straighten as much, and that's fine. That's why we have an order. There's sort of an order of operations. First the toes and the ankle, and then lastly the legs. And then lastly the spine. Okay, feet together, flex, arms over the head, nice deep breath in. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale. Half spine twisting posture. Turn one quarter turn to your right in the room. Please bend your left knee in front of you. Cross the right foot over the left knee corner, heel touching the knee, and two hips on the floor. Inhale, breathing left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling, cross it over the right knee. Push your knee back. Now the right hand, if you need it, can be on the floor behind you. Otherwise, right arm reaches back, hand on the back, palm out. Sit up nice and tall, take a deep breath. Now turn your whole upper body to the right. Look to the right, chin to the right. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae twist. Keeping both hips on the floor, so you might need to lean to the right a little bit. Twist your upper body. Right shoulder back, chin to the right, look to the right. Untwist the spine, undo the arms, and then please switch the legs. Right leg under. Put your left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee. Two hips equally on the ground. Inhale, breathing right arm up. Cross it over the left knee, push the knee back. Turn your hand over, palm down, either grabbing the knee or the edge of the mat. The foot that is flat on the floor, Michelle, in front of you, slide it forward all the way to the knee corner. Keep going, keep going, keep going, all the way to the knee. So your heel and knee are in contact. This will make, yep, the hand will get closer then. It's okay if it's not grabbing it. There you go. Now left arm behind you. Twist your whole upper body left side, everybody. When you inhale next, sit up a little straighter. Try to lift the chest, shoulders down. Look to the left side, left shoulder presses back, total spine twisting. Very nice. Untwist the spine. That's better, Michelle. Yeah, turn around, relax on your back. When that foot is crossed and the foot's up close to the hip, that's like super hard advanced version. So we don't need that. Some people can do it, but it is a very intense twist for the very low back. And it's not necessary and usually not even very, it's counterproductive. So heel at the knee is a good starting place. Some people need the heel out further. I would show you that if that's needed. Some people have the bottom leg straight with the foot further. That's fine also. It's a little gentler twist. Okay, let's do the last sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, sit up. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, final breathing exercise. Please put the masks on in the room and sit on the heels, knees, and feet together. For this exercise, the only effort is on the exhale. You snap the belly in, let it right back out, and yeah. So everything is going to be like a statue. The chest, the arms, and the shoulders. Ideally, this does not move, but the soft part of the abdomen, I'll just do a couple, is going to move in and out. So this is pretty still. It kind of puffs up because of the exhale, but I'm not moving it. Okay, so you can swallow a couple of times. Focus one point in front of you. Let's begin. Exhale. Exhale. That's it. Keep the chest up. Lock your elbows. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. That's great, Wesley. Moving the abdomen is really important. 2, 3, 4 for the lower spine. 6, 7, 8. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Chest up. Elbows locked. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. A little stronger. 6, 7, 8. Move the abdomen in and out as much as possible for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nice deep breath in. Exhale, breathing. Begin. five, four, three, two, one. Great class, everybody. All right, you can turn around, relax on your back for Savasana. 2 minutes. So glad you made it, Michelle. That was great practice. So you can start with the feet a little wider than usual, arms a little wider to the sides. From start to finish on this inhale, just pay attention to it. Observe the abdomen moving up, and then when you exhale, it moves down. And you can slow down the breathing a little bit without too much struggle, actually, because of that fast over-breathing. We did just hyperventilate on purpose. Don't be scared, okay? Breathing techniques are not normal breathing, but they induce certain effects. So the fast breathing, the hyper-breathing of that blowing in firm pose allows you actually to breathe quite slowly without a struggle right now. So it can help with the overall relaxation. Whatever's comfortable for your spine, Wesley, is fine. So stay with it another minute or so. Just follow the inhale and the exhale. And if the thoughts go elsewhere, it's normal. There's nothing wrong with you. That's what the human brain is so good at. It's getting involved in the future and the past and ideas and relationships and everything. So just say, okay, we'll get to you, but not right now. I'm going to be so completely in the present moment with my breathing. Right now I'm inhaling, and now I'm exhaling. So you can have some moments of no new stress. Simple, effective use of the concentration of your human brain and mind. Have a wonderful evening. Make sure you hydrate. And let me know if you have any questions on the way out. Great to see you. I'll see you all tomorrow. Great class.